Unique Weirdos, what up?
It's Roxy Blue.
Big boy.
Bitch.
Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I sing to the top, where you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, old daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word their bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make some shoes. I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. Throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That can really silly that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. When it comes out to this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine,
yeah.
I spend it. business. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. Four toe ready, my polo out there cleaners. I'm the perfect definition of something you never seen. Maserati Kawasaki, bought my girl a Beamer. The jewelry I got on is matching with the tequila. Patron margaritas, double for my divas. I bring all my guns to work, Gilbert Arenas. Plus I'm killing features, and I'm killing shows. I should have sex in a coffin, cause I'm killing these hoes. Fulfilling these goals, climbing up the ladder, shoot your ass down. You know I rep Atlanta. I'm riding around stunting, smoking loud in public, talking loud in public. Yeah, my entourage is bucking.
I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend 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 it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it.
Yeah, we are live in the building, All Bars Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Shout out to everyone who tuned in for yesterday's replay. And those who tuned in for Tuesday night's little mishap, but everything's up on the up and up. I'm in the building. Nikki Bars is here. What's up, Nikki?
What's going on? What's going down? How you doing?
Yeah.
That's what it is. What's going on, y'all? Thank you for tuning in to All Bars Radio with me, your host, Nikki Bars. And as most of y'all motherfuckers know me as, at a How's Your Head game. And we definitely got Brooklyn Black in the motherfucking building, holding it down, pregame radio all day, every day. And it literally is all day, every day, because pregame radio has a whole bunch of fam on deck, and we all have shows different days, different times, and it's literally all day. All the time. So shout out to everybody that's doing what they do, the All Barbs Radio family, the All Barbs Familia, the promoters. Shout out to the people that support me and everything that I do. Of course, you know, I have a lot of shout outs to give. And speaking of Black, one of my followers is trying to click on the link that I tweeted, but they're telling me that is not playing today's show for them. So I need to somehow, some way, get my hands on another link.
You'll get it right now.
Oh, you sent it to me? Cool. Cool, cool, cool. That's great. That's what's up. I'm about to start it off then. See, you know my Twitter's always blowing up, so bear with me, y'all. Bear with me. Bear with me. Shout out to at Freak Money Watch You. He's the one who said that. Shout out to one of my faves at Brand New Clyde. Shout out to you. Definitely a big supporter. I definitely do fuck with you hard body because you do show love. And thank you so much. I definitely do appreciate it. Shout out to at Real Umzala. I got to actually mention him again as the show goes on. Because I want to announce something. I definitely do want to announce something that he has going on. And if y'all not following him on Twitter, y'all need to follow him at Real M. Zala. He got some dope music. He really does. Shout out to you. Shout out to at Front Page Sam. Shout out to at Seven Spacefly Ivy, another one of my faves. Shout out to at KingRifa_SODMG. Shout out to at IB's Brazilian. Shout out to at AJ Malone Music. I see you. Shout out to at Team Schofield at, damn, what the fuck is your name? I don't know. I can't even give you a shout out today. I don't know what this is, and I'm not going to sit here and sound all crazy. Shout out to at TrapMoney90 and Team Promo Gang, who's been definitely going hard all day for me. So shout out to all of you guys. Definitely. And shout out to at Body Morphin. He's definitely locked in to me and you on pregame radio. Nothing much. Chilling. Can't wait to hear from you. And I see you at Seven State Fly Ivy. I see you. Samuel, it's so much shit. It's so much. Black, but can you do me a favor, though? I don't see you on your Twitter right now, but the person that I tweeted you with, can you send the link? Because I don't have it from – oh, I do have it from you.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Shout out to the homie Bobby Moore's son, man. Shout out to Baltimore's son. And if those who don't know, pick up his new project, Be More the French, Keen on the Beats, Law of Baltimore. It's on that page, so you definitely want to check that out.
Definitely. Also, I also do, you know me, I like to take it to Twitter every once in a while. When things are trending, because I'm not going to take it to Twitter if things are not trending. And some of the trends that came across my timeline today had me fucking cracking up. I didn't get involved in the topics today, but they were too funny, and I'm going to take the time out to do it now with Black real quick. So two trending topics that came on my timeline today was hashtag why I smile, and then the other one was hashtag I'm so used to hearing. Oh, God. So, Black, whichever one you want to start off with, hashtag I'm so used to hearing or hashtag why I smile. You have to get involved with what you say.
Hashtag I'm so used to hearing. Oh, my bad. I'll get you on the next one. I'll catch you at the next show.
Mm.
I'm so tired of hearing that shit.
Yeah, because exactly, like, nigga, just give it up. How about when you be surprised? Because I hate that, too. So a lot of people will say, you know what, I'm going to meet up with you. I'm going to come. I'll meet up with you. Just, you know, let's meet up right here. But you know this person is known for, like, always canceling last minute, 2 minutes before, 2 seconds before. You just kind of get tired of hearing that shit. Like, shut the fuck up. Please. Thank you. And if you want to say hashtag why smile, what would you say?
When someone I don't know acknowledges the work I do, that makes me smile. Like, I'll be out in the street or I'll be out at an event and I'll tell them, you know, my name, or I'll give them my card, like, oh, yeah, I heard freaking, yo, you got some good stuff. Hearing shit like that, I'll never get tired of hearing, and it makes me smile.
I can agree. Okay, well, if I had to say hashtag I'm so tired of hearing, oh, you should just give me a shot. I guarantee you I'm not like all the rest. I'm so fucking tired of hearing that shit. Yes, you are, nigga. Yes, you are. Because the person that said that was the person that said he wasn't like the rest, the last person. So technically, you are just like him. Goodbye. I'm so tired of hearing that. Like, let me decipher that. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me be the one to acknowledge that you're different, that you're rare, that you're cut from a fucking different cloth. Don't tell me that shit, because that's something that I'm used to hearing, and I get so tired of hearing that. I get so tired of hearing, hey, what's up, babe? But I never knew that we had a relationship that went that far as to where you can call me babe, and that way I was going to answer back. Like, I didn't know that this thing was going on between us here. I thought I was your nigga. We were friends. And that was it. I guess I'm tired of hearing that. What's up, boo? I'm not your fucking boo. Not. If I didn't tell you, if I didn't whisper that in your ear, then it isn't true. Hashtag why I smile? I smile because I'm happy. Why I smile? I smile when my daughter succeeds in anything that she's doing, whether it's in school, whether it's in dance class, whether it's in her piano lessons, whether it's just her learning something new on her own, it makes me smile. It really does. And another reason why I smile is because I'm blessed. So that's why I smile, because I'm blessed. Black, let me ask you a question. If you had to choose between, right, if you had to choose between two very, 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 very important traits in a female that they had to come with, like nothing that can be, you know, nothing that can be eased into, or something that you could change, like, you know, something that you could basically change her into or kind of getting her to work with you on, but what is two traits she has to come with before anything else?
Personality and intelligence, you know what I'm saying? Because granted, you know, y'all know I love to cut ass. I love a, you know, I love a joke. You know, I'm all about having a laugh. You know, if y'all follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, y'all know that's what I am. But also, y'all know, there's times I'll put some intellectual shit up there. There's times I'll push it on there that'll make you think. And if you can't keep up, and I have to constantly stop, slow down, and explain shit to you as I'm saying it, it's going to be tough because, like, damn, am I with, like, am I your tutor or am I your boyfriend? Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I also like personality. And, you know, my personality, I love a good laugh. I like to joke. I like to be silly. You know what I'm saying? I like to fuck around. And if your personality, you're always reserved and serious and whatever, like, we're not going to work. Because if I feel like being silly and then you're always in some serious, depressed type mood, you're going to kill my shit.
I hear that. I'm taking it back to Twitter really quickly. Shout out to our brand new Clyde, who says, hashtag I'm so used to hearing I'm on my way. Yes, I'm so, but you know what though? Let me shut up. Let me shut up, because I'm the main one to tell anybody I'm on my way, and I am so not. I just feel like sometimes if I say that to you, it will get you off my back, and then I can get to you quicker. Like, if I tell you I'm on my way, you're relaxed for a few, and then it'll you know, you're out my hair, and I can just speed up and still get ready. I know I'm late. I know I'm lying, but if you know me, then you already know what it is. But I do. I get tired of hearing, like, I'm on my way. When it happens to me, I don't like it. But, yes, I am the one who says, I'm on my way, and I'm still in my bed, Al Bundy style. Didn't even move yet.
That nigga said Al Bundy style.
Hands in my, yeah, you know what, though? It's so funny because, like, I've noticed that I do that so much. So, like, I start doing that everywhere else. I could just be chilling, waiting on something, waiting in the office or whatever. And if I have on pants or whatever, and if my hand could just, like, slip right in right there, it feels so comfortable. I do it all the time. Like, I just do it. My friends tell me, like, yo, cut it out, Nasty. So I'm like, I'm not touching anything per se. I just have to rest my hand there. I don't know. It's like a comfort thing. But definitely Al Bundy style. But for me, a nigga has to have the two traits off back. Like, he has to be comical. Like, I love to laugh. And, like, I will dead leave you for somebody that's way funnier than you. I would. Because that, to me, is going to keep this relationship going. Like, we got to be able to laugh with one another. Like, I just, like, and I'm one to all, I get stressed out easily because I do so many different things all in one day. I tend to get stressed really easily. And I need somebody around me that's going to, you know, going to make me laugh, going to crack that for me, going to turn my frown upside down. You have to have, like, you got to be comical in your own way. And I need a nigga that knows how to cook, yo. That's good with cooking.
Yeah, that nigga show like to eat.
I do love to eat. I do. I really do love to eat. And I'm slim, but I love to eat. I love to eat. And you have to know how to cook. I can cook, but I just like it when we both get in the kitchen and we both do the damn thing, or we both do it together. Or I come home and bam, there we go. Got to know how to cook. Or for the times where we, you know, we just, hey, make this or make that, like, You gotta learn to cook. A lot of niggas in 2013 still use. I don't cook. My mom still cooks. I go to my mom's house every Sunday when I want a home cooked meal. Really? Damn. That's crazy. And there's nothing wrong with learning how to cook. I mean, nobody said that you have to be a chef and shit, but at least learn how to make certain things. Certain things that if you were to get in a relationship, it wouldn't look so bad. Because everybody knows how to boil water, boil an egg, boil noodles.
And if you can't boil an egg and make some ramen, kill yourself. You need your ass beat, and nobody's coming to your funeral. That's how I feel about it.
I'm going to come with a dozen of hard-boiled eggs.
Because, shit, in 2013, if you can't make ramen noodles, if you can't scramble an egg, fuck, if you can't even make stovetop macaroni and cheese, which takes really little to no fucking effort, kill yourself. And that's male or female.
It is.
That's male or female because come on, men, we can't really be expecting for a woman to be chef and maid. You know what I'm saying? Of course, that would be ideal. We would love it. You know what I mean? But, we got to learn to fend for ourselves, too. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if most of y'all niggas did, but me growing up with my mom, if she was in the kitchen, I was in the kitchen. You feel what I'm saying? If she's cooking something or she's cutting her, like, I'm shaving the carrots or I'm peeling potatoes or I'm doing something and this is me as a little kid coming up. So as I grew up, naturally, I learned to cook. I learned how to do that. Now, a chick could leave her kid in the living room while she's in the kitchen cooking and then wonder why the damn kid can't make a fucking decent egg. Because you never showed them. You got to show these kids, you know.
You did because a lot it's so funny because you know what, like parents today in 2000, like they forget that, like they're so fast moving. You know what I'm saying? Trying to raise a kid, still trying to live their life and still trying to accomplish everything outside of that. You know what I'm saying? That they're forgetting the little important things. Yes, like stuff like that, like teaching your young daughter. You know, from young, like, to stay in the kitchen with you or, as you're peeling potatoes, you know, you don't have to necessarily hand her the potato and the knife. You can just basically show her, like, you see how I'm doing this? And it's called peeling potatoes, you know, just so that they have an idea, you know. Show them how to do this because if you don't, I guarantee you, you know, like, just later on in life, whether she wants to have a family or just to survive on her own, you know, you need to know how to cook. Like I said, again, nobody's asking you to be a fucking, what's that nigga name, Bobby Flay? Nobody's asking you to be Bobby Flay, but damn it, nigga, if you was Bobby Flay, awesome.
But yeah, that's a bonus. Like, if you can do that type of shit, great. But, as long as you can cook and I don't get sick afterwards, I'm good. And like I said, I can cook myself. And straight up, we got to really get back on that because that ordering shit is for the birds. Y'all seen me put posts up about it all the fucking time. A chicken roll a blunt and all this shit and make all types of crazy Twitter pictures and all that. But the heifer can't season chicken.
I thought some shit would make the fucking roll a blunt with her eyes closed. But she can't even. But looks at a pack of spaghetti, pack of ground beef, and a pack of sauce. Like, what the fuck do I do?
What do I do? 347-857-4302. It's All Bars Radio. Brought to you by Free Game Radio, of course. We got a caller on the line. Repping the 951. Last four digits is 5619. What's good? You're on the air with Nikki Bars of Brooklyn Black. What up?
What's good? It's your boy, M. Dollar.
M. Dollar, what's going on?
What's going on?
Not much, man. You know what I'm saying? Just out here hard working. Doing this music shit. And that's kudos. A lot of motherfuckers can't cook.
And they can't, M. Dollar. They really can't. But can you please, like, let my listeners know who you are and where you're calling from?
Yo, it's your boy, M. Dollar. I'm calling from California, out here in Moreno Valley, repping the 951. out here just doing the thing, you know what I'm saying? Got this music shit out here popping, and I ain't too long, just sent some tracks off to be mixed before I called up.
Exactly, and I was just telling everybody that I had to, I mentioned you, and then I said that I was going to re-mention you again, because I know you sent me a tweet that at Jay Show Speech, is that what it is? Correct me if I'm wrong, I always say Twitter names wrong, but I know y'all was dropping something. Dropping something today? Is it tonight?
Yeah, me and my boy Jay Show, you know what I'm saying? I got him featuring on this track with me called The Motive. And, you know what I'm saying? It's old, but it's going to be new to y'all because y'all ain't heard, you know what I'm saying? And that's all it's just been, just hard work. You know, hard work pay off. And I'm going to keep on grinding until I get to where I want to be.
That's what's up. And you definitely have to, you know, I know we chit-chat here and there. We're both busy people. But you know you're one of my faves. So when you get the chance, like, please send me that so I can play it and let everybody know, you know, let them know. Because you're calling from Cali, but I have a listener in the UK, all over. So
okay.
And when we do this, Black can tell you, I've done had so many people come on my show and I played their music and listeners will listen in and be like, damn, like, who the fuck is that? Like, can I have him for her contact information? Because I'm trying to do something because they like what they hear. And that's what I purposely do this for, networking purposes. So make sure you definitely let me know, like, everything that's going on with you.
Oh, yeah, man. You already know. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, we both busy people. But right now I got a little free time, so I'll be dropping that probably around probably at like 10, you know what I'm saying? Probably before that, depending on how I'm feeling. But it will most definitely be dropped today.
That's what it is. And let me just ask you one more question before I let you go. Who are some of your musical influences? Like, who do you look up to, and where do you get your sense of creativeness from?
Ooh, a lot of people.
You can give me at least the top three. Top three you really fucking
top three.
With. Yeah.
Top three. The first one I would have to say Hobson, because
okay.
You know what I'm saying, he's just ill with the shit he do. He's creative, and I like it. You know what I'm saying, I like a bunch of underground music. Let's see, Jay-Z, very creative artist.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if I got a third one. Shit, myself. I ain't even gonna lie.
That's the best. Exactly. That's what it is. I always ask this question because I want to hear if you're gonna also include yourself. You know, because you should be your own influence. And that's what I think should motivate everybody to keep going hard. Like, that should be the motivation. You grinding and you believing in yourself. That's why you're even fucking taking the time out to even do this shit. Because time is of the essence, and it's shit that you can't get back. So to waste your time, to waste your time to talk about nothing, to fucking rap about nothing, to waste your fucking hard-earned money, and to wait and to make another nigga living in a house in a studio basement rich off of your whack ass, that's shit that you can't ever get back. You know what I mean?
That's
so
real.
Yeah. That's what's up, though. Thank you, Real M Dollar. And y'all all need to go follow him on Twitter now, @RealMDollar.
Yes, go follow him. Shout out to him. I can't follow him because the way my account's set up.
No, shut up.
Yo, I'm dead serious. Twitter does not let me follow more than 2,000 people.
You've been having that issue since, like, I've been doing this radio shit for, it'll be a year in mid-April, and this is, you've been like this for a while.
Yes, it's the same shit. I can't follow more than 2,000 people because I don't have that many followers. So if motherfuckers will follow me, then they'll let me follow more people.
Okay, well, you ain't got to worry about that because your boy already followed you before I even tuned in.
But I appreciate it. I got it, and that's why, you know, people follow me. Yo, why you don't follow back? I don't think Casino, like, that's just, Twitter don't let me follow back more than 2,000 people.
Well, shit, I follow you.
They
don't
disrespect me. Like, y'all can have hundreds of thousands of followers, 100,000 people, because y'all got hundreds of thousands of followers.
That's
great. So on the ratio, which sucks.
Yeah, that's some new shit they just started.
That shit is crazy, right? Because I'm like, this nigga has been struggling for years trying to follow. He always tells people, like, I want to follow you, but the way my account is set up, that's crazy. You don't have to fucking redo a new Twitter account. Maybe we should try that. I don't know. But thank you so much for coming on and kicking it with me for a little while, Amzala. Thank you so much.
Nah, thank y'all for having me.
No doubt, man.
Alright, I appreciate your time, and I will be tuning in more.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Right.
That's what it is, y'all. Coming from fucking California.
No lie, that nigga M Dollar sounded like Lorenz Tate, Menace to Society. Dead ass.
I think he does sound like Lorenz Tate a little bit. Oh shit. And I think Lorenz
Tate
is fucking
sexy.
He do a little bit old shit. At real M Dollar sounds a little bit like Lorenzo Tate, and he is so fucking sexy. Oh my gosh. What's the name of that movie with Lorenzo Tate? And he was fucking the older lady. He was looking out with Jada Pinkett.
The Inkwell.
What
you know about the
Inkwell, son? I know. I love Lorenzo Tate. Yes. The Inkwell. I was so infatuated with that movie because I was so open, like, oh, shit. He's really fucking with an older woman. A cougar. Wow. Yeah. Shout out to Ariel. I love the love. And coming all the way from Cali. I got to go to Cali and smoke some weed, though. I do.
Let's go to Cali and smoke some weed.
Why not?
I hear you. Yeah, I hear that hot shit. Like, hell, I want to go to Colorado just because it's legal over there. You know. Like,
that's
you go to Colorado, smoke a blunt in front of the police station, and they can't say shit to me.
Shout out to at Freak Money Watch You, who says, at Brooklyn Black just said some real shit, laugh out loud. A bitch can roll a blunt with they eyes closed but can't cook for shit. Sad. Sad, sad, sad. But what we're about to do right now, y'all, we're about to start playing some of y'all music. Yes, it's about that time. It is about that time. So, for all of you that send your MP3 files to me whenever I do send a message out there. Thank you. I always get them. And on Thursdays, like I always tell you, Thursdays is when I do play them. I cater to you guys. I want to hear what you guys are doing out there. Because for God's sake, you tweet about it so goddamn much. Yes, I want to hear. I want to give you my opinion. And I usually, the way that my brain was set up today, it was a little bit delayed. And I usually create a playlist. I just didn't have time to do that, but what I'm going to do is Black is going to let me know who we're going to play, and I definitely will shout it out on Twitter to let everybody know that we're playing your song right now. And for
Oh, my God, I have so much power.
You have so much power for 2 hours with me, yes. But, team, you just fucked me up. I forgot what the fuck I was going to say. But, yeah, you really did, though. And then I got all types of texts coming through. God damn. But anyway, we're about to, like, you know, play some music. Oh, yes, when you let me know who we're going to play, I'm going to tweet it so that everybody knows what we're doing, who we're playing. And for all those who are listening, please let me know how you feel about this shit. Keep it a stack. Let me know if you think this shit is so whack that I should put that on the phone.
I hate when I say something's whack and then everybody goes, nah, you fucking Black, that shoe was hot. And then they tell me after the fact, like, yo, call in. Debate with me.
Shout out to
my cats that are fighting outside the studio right now.
Call in. Yes, right? Riots outside the studio is always cool. And you know I got my phone on deck to record that shit. But call in and debate with us because I need to know. Like, I really do because y'all know I'm going to keep it 100. And I just said this, like, you know, you got support is support, but keeping it a buck goes a long way. Like, keeping it 100 with that person goes a long way. You know what I mean? And I want to know. And if you tweet me what you think about it, I'm not going to share it. And I'm not going to retweet it. So, Black, whenever you are ready, you can let me know who we're playing, and then we'll get into it.
we about to get into Seven Stay Fly Ivy.
We got Seven Stay Fly Ivy. Told you I got you.
This will be the first track that we are spinning tonight. 347-857-4302. Don't forget, hit me on that Twitter. Hit me on that Instagram. Hit me up. Tell me what you think about the song. The name of the song is called Welcome.
Mogul?
Welcome. You know, like, welcome to the show.
Welcome? Oh, okay. I didn't hear you.
You know. So let us know what you think about it. Like I said, call us, tweet us, text us, Facebook us. If you're tuning in live, we have a chat room. So get up in the chat room. Post your thoughts. Let's get it going. We'll be right back.
Hold up, hold up, hold up. Bring that shit back with a little something on it. Yeah. Drip. 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 Let me welcome you to a land. Money comes pitching from my hand. Nobody respects the process of a hustle. Day to day grinding, serving product for a customer.
For a customer. Welcome to my future. To my future. Hey, welcome to my future, my future, to my future. Hey, now bust, I'm getting bust, now get it, fool, bust, now get bust, now get it. Hey, welcome to my future, to my future, to my future. Welcome to my future, to my future, to my future. Now bust, now get bust, now get it, fool, bust, now get bust, now get it, fool.
I really don't know who told you niggas I ain't about that drama.
Drama.
I really don't know who told you bitches I don't pop that yama. And the bitch gon' hate that's a nigga in a hole at the same time,
kinda.
I'm a midnight champ, but really on the cool, I'm an all day shiner.
Yeah.
Hit the block and I'm getting best of mind, your business. One blink and you lost, nigga. Better stack your pennies. I don't hang with no gimmicks in the crooked eye, I'm by Nimitz. About to leave in a minute, cause I know the crooked eye limits. So I run the streets with that heat, all black, on creep. Fishing for a sucker, nigga. All night, no sleep, cause I'm fed up. Still gon' walk my head up. Pussy ass nigga, get your bread up. Hurry up, make your bed up. Stand up.
Welcome to my future. To my future.
To my future.
Hey, welcome to my future. To my future.
To my future.
Hey, now bust. Now get bust. Now getting it, fool. Hush. Now get hush. Now getting it, fool. Welcome to my future. To my future.
To my future.
Hey, welcome to my future. To my future.
To my future.
Hey, now hush. Now get hush. Now getting it, fool. Hush. Now get hush. Now getting it, fool.
I'm coolin' with a thug nigga flow. And I'm still getting money. And I'm still fucking
ho.
With the plug, niggas froze. And off hate, a nigga rose. And at the end of the day, I'm the king, I get chose. And I'm dodging nigga blows. Bonafide king, I'ma open all the doors. Strapped on the scene and I'm aiming at your nose. Boy, I get green and y'all cuffin' all the hoes. Never cheat talking, nigga, mouth full of
gold.
When I hold weight, nigga, holding by the load.
Low.
I'ma take everything, that's how the game goes. Still smoking, nigga, got my drink, I get dough. Roll my swishers, get blow.
Welcome to my future, to my future,
to my future.
Hey, welcome to my future, to my future,
to my future.
Hey, now bust, now get bust. Now get it, fool, bust. Now get bust. Now getting it, hey. Welcome to my future,
to my future,
to my future. Hey, welcome to my future,
to my future,
to my future. Hey, now hush,
hey,
now get hush, now getting it, hey. Hush, hey, now get hush, now getting it,
hey. Hey, yeah, you talking about?
Yeah, we're back in the building, All Bars Radio, 347-857-4302. That was Seven Stay Fly Ivy with Welcome.
Welcome. Just Welcome. So what you think about that, Black? Welcome.
I'm not going to say it's the worst I heard. I'm not going to say it's the best I heard because it was cool. It had its moments, and then it had its moments where I was like, is the song fucking over yet? But as far like the beat, and maybe you add some more snares or something, like it lost me on the beat, and I understand the whole premise and idea of the song. You know what I'm saying? It's just like the beat was just so, like, dreary. Like, it's just... You know, I don't want to say depressing, but it had that real somber mood to it. You know what I'm saying? And then, and the lyrics was, you know, they were, all right. You know, probably needs to go back and, you know, just go over some shit before he gets back in the booth. But if I was to give that a number, because I know that's what you're waiting for, Miss Nikki Barbs, I would give that 5.5.
Okay. Yes. I kind of feel sort of how you felt when, as far as you giving your description on what you thought about, you know, the lyrics per se, because you know me. Just letting everybody know, yes, Ms. Nikki Barbs, I just don't do this radio shit. I've judged showcases, I've done health, I've done thrown my own showcases, I've done had money making, I've done thrown things every first Monday of each month at a venue in New York City called Sapphire Lounge. Most of y'all should be familiar with it if you don't know. It's kind of near the Barrio Poetry Club, yes. Down in Manhattan, I've done a lot of things, so I'm big on lyrics, you know what I'm saying? I'm big on stage presence. I'm big on a lot of things. Like, you got to be lyrically content for me, and I kind of understood what you were saying, but like, I didn't at the same time. Maybe because it was the production, the beat, the, you know, that, like Black said, like that, what you call it, like that chopped and screwed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're not one that really is big on chopped and screwed, it's going to take you some time to actually feel what that person is saying or the people that's on the track is saying. I thought it was okay. I would give it a 6. I actually like At 7, Stay Fly Ivy, so I definitely would like to hear more music, something of a different style. Maybe I know you have something, so if you can, when you can, just send it to me. And I'll be sure to put you back on rotation for another Thursday so that we can critique it again. But thank you so much for sharing your song, Welcome. And All Barbs Radio was happy to have it played. And going back.
Going back. What's up with your girl B, yo? What is going on with Mrs. Carter? Who the hell in her camp?
Bow down, bitches.
Who the fuck in her camp told her to do that shit? Now, let's not get shit twisted. America, United Kingdom, and everyone else tuned in tonight. Let's not get shit twisted. I did the track, and y'all know I'm tired of Beyonce. I can't stand her as much as I can throw her. And last I checked, she wasn't that light on her feet. you know, but I'm not going to front. That, you know, that shit was hot. Now, here's where the cops are like, yo, why they let her do that? Because, see, anyone who's hip-hop, anyone who came up R&B in the mid-90s, they know, yes, Beyonce has been there forever.
Mm-hmm.
With Destiny's Child, with the different members, solo, she's been there. She has pretty much solidified her position as right now as being the top R&B chick.
Right, her existence.
You know, she doesn't have to put out a track like Bow Down, Bitches. She didn't have to do that. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? Because the evidence speaks for itself.
But wait. Before we even get too much into it, really quickly, because you know I have a lot to say. Right, really quickly. Just wanna go on back on At 7, Stay Fly Ivy. I just got some tweets in, and at Brand New Clyde gives it a 6.4 out of a 10. That's what's up. Thank you for the love and support. And actually, I got a tweet from At Seven Space by Ibu, who says that he'll kick some lyrics next time. So definitely looking out for that. You remember, you tweeted it to me. Don't make me screenshot that shit and retweet it. So definitely looking forward to hearing some lyrics from you at Seven States by Ivy, but you definitely got some support over here. And like I said again, thank you. But going back to Miss Beyonce, and like you were getting ready to say, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like, cause I kind of feel both ways. Like, I feel like, you know what, in 2013, everybody's rapping is thinking about everything. You know what I'm saying? I have my concerns on it because of what, you know, what she stands for, you know, the whole girl power, the empowerment, you know, unity and, you know, all of that. You know, so I have my concerns with it, but why not? And as a matter of fact, how about we play this song right now? So we can, because I heard it twice, but I want to hear it again so I can really give my honest opinion on Bow Down Bitches by Beyonce.
Yeah, because we can still go back on it because, see, also, this isn't the first time that Mrs. Carter, this is how I'm address her now. This isn't the first time Mrs. Carter felt she had to go and do something, go over top to show that she can do shit, to show that her shit is valid. Like, she's doing all this stuff for validation that she don't need to do, but we'll get back into it. And, yes, I got that Beyonce track ready to go for you. 347-857-4302, and we'll be right back.
Girl,
H-Town.
Like, you know, that's just, I don't know.
I'm looking at it as arrogance. Right, I'm going to say, it's definitely on her fucking, what's her ego side? Sasha Fierce? That's definitely Sasha Fierce. You know, like, I mean, I guess she felt the need to say it. You know what I mean? I don't, because, you know, I feel like she's talking to certain people. You know what I mean? Like, she's saying certain things to certain people in this song. Like, she's definitely talking to specific people.
Yeah.
This song came out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's saying something to somebody. Somebody irked her. That's what it sounds like.
Like, it's definitely, you know, because for years, you know, there's been other R&B chicks coming at her head. And fuck it, I'll name names.
Who she wants to bow down to her, like...
She wants all of them R&B heavers to bow down. Like I said, I understand it because, you know, like I said, for years when she was on that Girl Empowerment, Who Run the World, Girls,
Men
and Women shit, when she was on that, everybody was coming at her head. If it was R&B chick, you were coming at Beyonce's head. And that was the nature of the land. You know what I'm saying? You go somewhere, you want to be at the top, you got to take out the person at the top. And who's been at the top? I'm sorry. And I'll admit it, for the past, I'll say, 10 plus years, 15 years even, Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Taylor Swift, she came out with that joint a couple years back, and Keisha Cole, she always has her side remarks on Twitter, you know. So, I feel like, okay, cool, that had to be said, but my thing is, like, just with her doing that song, it's being arrogant, like, yeah, I'm the shit, and now I'm rubbing your face in it. You know what I'm saying?
But see, what bothers me a little bit is that Beyonce, you know what I'm saying, it's something like this, like, you kind of already know you the shit, like, you're labeled as, you know what I'm saying, the triple threat or quadruple threat, like, you know what I'm saying, that's what you're labeled as. Not only are you not only are you beautiful, not only do you have, you know, the body type to society, which is like, oh my God, not only do, you know, you're never really caught off guard, and plus, when you perform, you give performances, people don't mind spending $350 tickets to come see you because they know when they come see you, whether or not their fucking nose is bleeding, that they're going to have fun. You know what I'm saying? You already know this, so, like, it's just, to me, it's like you're annoyed. Because people usually, when they get annoyed, they put out diss tracks, or they put out subliminal tracks, talking to somebody. Because, yeah, every other track is talking about where they at that point, at that time, I guess. You know, like, oh, I'm in love right now, and, oh, well, right now I'm getting money and I'm loving it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like you said, you mentioned names, like, you know, Keisha Cole, like, I don't see where Keisha Cole would even have a issue too much with Beyonce as far as what she do, because, yes, they are in the same category, but you guys have two different, like, you guys are living two different, you know what I'm saying? Like, I come from two different places.
True.
So, but, like, you know, I've never heard, you know, I can't recall a track from Beyonce from before this track, really, you know, that I felt like she was directly speaking to someone in particular. And I never felt that any of her tracks before she was coming at Keisha Cole any type of way. I could be wrong, and maybe there is a track out there that you or anybody else might say, maybe she was in this track. I've never heard. So what would Keisha Cole's issue be with her? Now, Keisha Cole has an issue with the whole, I guess, the not the whole group, well, the Michelle.
No, it's his Keisha Cole thing, because even after that track dropped, of course, you know, Keisha had to say something. Just follow Keisha Cole. Keisha Cole is straight up.
We're following each other on Twitter, and she has made a remark on this song. You know, she made a remark saying how, damn, like, first she's telling the whole world, like, you know, ladies, let's wear this, let's stick together, empowering this, that, and the third, and now you're telling, now you're saying bow down bitches. Yikes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess that's how she feels towards it. But what is the, you know, like, what's up?
Well, you know, let's get to the call out real quick. Calling out at the 214. Shout out to 214. Your last four digits is 7837. You're live on air with Nikki Bars, Brooklyn Black and All Bars Radio. Who this?
Yo, man, 735 Ivy. I appreciate y'all playing my music on the radio.
Oh, no doubt.
You're
what's
welcome.
Up, man?
You're welcome.
For sure.
How are you?
And you are? I'm good. I'm chilling. Cooling at the career right now.
And I said it a little while ago. You may have heard me. I'll say it again. That track, right, like the lyrics you're saying, was cool. It was hidden. It's just that beat was so damn dreary.
Yeah.
It was like it was that lost me on the track.
Right. See, I put that together real quick. I mean, you know what I'm saying. I really want more quality beats, but I gotta find somebody with them.
Okay.
That's
okay.
All that was. I mean,
you know,
I just went in there, laid it, I freestyled it. That was it. I just wanted to hear some opinions about it. I mean, I could do way better than that. I know that. I appreciate, you know, y'all telling the truth.
That's what's up. And you know what? And that's what I was saying. I was saying the production on it, like, as far as the quality, like, I look for that a lot. You know what I'm saying? And,
sure.
Right, like, and for a chopped and screw beat, like, that's hard to kind of push and sell when you are an artist, when people that is not about that lifestyle, that don't really listen to that, you know, when you're trying to gain them as a follower, because you got to be
right.
Hot for them to listen to that. Because that chopped and screwed track could be 4 minutes, 2 minutes, but because of the way that it's chopped and screwed, it could sound like it was 10 minutes. You know what I mean? And I think, like I said, that shows, like, yes, you when you do have better quality beats, you know, sometimes it brings you out more as an artist. And that's something that I feel like, yeah, you should, you know, do more research in. If you need my help, I can even reach out to the people that I know, you know, that have beats. And I know a lot of producers, and I know people that that's talented, and I've been to so many beat battles, and I've been to one with what's his name, Black, you know who he is, at Buddha the Future.
It was actually my
birthday. They shout out to LP and Big Boy Management. They were throwing me a surprise birthday party at Voodoo Lounge, but they took me to this place first to stall, and I was like, what am I doing at a beat battle? I met Cortez there, everything, and the beats that I heard were phenomenal, and I definitely networked, and I definitely did make a lot of connections. So if you do, you know, need some better beats, I got you. You know, I'll definitely send a few contacts your way. But like I said again, you know, I would like to hear more music from you. You know, maybe more of
I can do that all day, Nick. Straight up though. But I do want you to send me some contacts, though. I do need that.
No problem. That's,
you know, that'll work.
Okay, I'm gonna put in some work,
and I'm gonna show y'all what I'm really talking about. That was just something to show you who I'm talking about. Now I'm gonna tell you what I'm talking about.
That's what it is, and I look forward to hearing that. Don't you, Black?
Yeah, I'm waiting for it.
And let me just ask you one question. Where are you from?
I'm from Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas, stand up. Well, I know you were tuning in. Let me ask you a question. What do you feel about the Beyonce song, Bow Down? Because isn't she, she's from Texas, but I don't know which part.
Yeah,
oh,
okay,
you,
well, I think she was just repping for the H. I mean, it was just an H-Town thing. I'm pretty sure the whole H like it. I mean, you know, she's gonna get some criticism about it, but it's just an H-Town thing. I mean, that's how we do it down here, you know what I'm saying? So she was just repping, letting people know, look, I'm from the H, though. Don't forget it. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you know, I'm from Texas, but, you know, I'm just doing my thing. But I can rep my city. That's how she was doing it. That's what I think she was doing.
I definitely do agree with what she was saying it a lot in the song. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely got the point that she was repping for the city, which most of us do. Because I'm pretty sure, you know, if you were to make a hit, you know, you're going to rep your city.
that's anybody.
Right.
You know, even right from where you came from, because that's, you know, according to people nowadays in 2013, the term is when you represent your city is basically where you started from. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know, that's what's up. Would you, Black, you have something to say?
I was just telling, you know, as far as being, yeah, I get it. Yeah, she was repping, and even she doing the chopping school shit, it was cool. Like I said, just me as a person who's known, like, as long as I've been in hip-hop and doing things, you know, she's been around doing hooks and being in videos, so she's been around me. I just think her as an artist, she didn't have to do it, but I feel like,
yeah, she didn't have,
and I respect why she did it.
Right, that's why I was like, she didn't have to do it, but, I mean, I guess she wanted to come back home for a minute. She just wanted that feel, so she had to put it out there like that.
I feel the same way too. But I feel like she was talking to, like, yeah, like you repping your city at the same time. But then you was talking about, she was just, I don't know. I feel like she was talking to people. Like, she was saying, like, look, like, I took some time to live my life. Like, who the fuck do you think you are saying X, Y,
yeah.
and Z? You know, so
yeah.
I definitely do. But thank you so much at 7 Stay Fly Ivy, calling from Dallas, Texas. I definitely do appreciate you. And don't forget, I got you. You know, I keep in contact with you all the time on Twitter. I definitely do want to get to another caller, though, okay? And I got you on the contact. So keep rocking out with us.
All right, for sure.
All right, we got our next caller in the building. Last 49761, repping that Baltimore, Maryland. What's good, Liv?
Hey.
Baltimore Sun, you there?
What up? What's good, fam?
What's good, Liv?
Hey. Chilling.
Oh, my gosh, I hear your voice.
Ah, you funny. It's been a minute. I'm back. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Definitely miss you. How's it going? How's everything on your end?
Hey, everything good. It's been kind of busy and everything. You know, I'm just playing catch up. So, like, you know, I'm just getting back where I need to be at and everything like that. You know, we just dropped that Be More to France project in February.
Yes,
so, you know, we've been promoting that and doing this and doing that. So, you know, just playing catch up for real. But everything is going lovely. You know what I mean? I'll be dropping my clothing line probably within the next. My man talked to the manufacturer. It's going on the press on Monday. So, you know, hopefully within like the next 2 to 3 weeks at the latest, you know, the Sun clothing line will finally be here. You know, so we making moves in the right direction.
Yes, and you know what? I've actually seen, I believe I've seen some of your pieces on Instagram or whatever, and I think this shit is dope. Like, I definitely would like to support, so whenever, like, you do get all of that situated, like, let me know, because I think, you know, your shit is dope, and I'm definitely a big supporter. And Black should tell you, I done had so many, you know, entrepreneurs and clothing designers come on the show, and they didn't all, right, Black? I done got sent so much stuff. Shout out to at 3-Way Promotions, at Dreamco. I know at like One Ray Vans had some shit that he sent me. So I definitely do want to support it. And, like, I'll do all types of shit, like take pictures in it.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate that. See, that's when you know you're on and popping, when people sending you stuff to rock for them. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get to that point.
So yes, like, yes, and, you know, so just let me know, and we can go from there. But what I want to ask you is, how do you feel about this Beyonce new song? Because I know you heard it.
Yeah, actually, to be honest, when y'all played it tonight was my first time hearing it. Like, for people, like, I really don't listen to mainstream music at all, like, period. You know what I'm saying? I don't even listen to the radio. I heard everybody talking about it. I didn't go to YouTube to check it out or nothing because I really don't care. But at the same time, I look at it from two ways. Like, maybe, like, that's just how, like, she's human. You know what I mean? So maybe she was to the point where she been hearing people talking about her and saying this and that. And she's like, look, don't forget, like, I'm the queen of this. I do this, and you need to bow down. You know what I'm saying? And on the same note, I'm thinking, like, for real, she hasn't been hot for a long time. So with a great marketing team, she got people, like, really talking about her, really, you know what I mean? Like, yo, Beyonce is back. Even if it's bad or good, what you have to say about the track is people talking about it, people posting it, you know what I mean? So I think it served its purpose.
I definitely do agree. Like, I mean, yeah, like everybody would say she hasn't been hot for a while. I mean, of course, let's not forget, you know, she had to take some time, like she said, you know, take some time and live her life. She had a kid, a baby.
But let's not forget, she wasn't hot before she was pregnant. Like, when she put out that Spanish album or something after that, she started falling off. Like, you know, what people were saying, like, damn, Beyonce put out a whack album.
I mean, I'm really, you know, shout out to B. I definitely do love and I fuck with her. I'm definitely a supporter. Am I a fan? Not really, you know what I'm saying? Like, I will always give credit when credit is due, and I think that she always, you know, she does the damn thing. So I kind of haven't heard anything from her before she had the baby, you know what I'm saying? Then after she, then while she was pregnant, she started, you know, doing things like what the Dance For You shit and what's that summertime shit that we like to party and
right.
All of those were cute and stuff like that, you know what I mean? And I remember she was pregnant during that time. So, I mean, and then, you know, think about just the fucking performance she just had at the Super Bowl, you know, I guess she felt I felt like, you know, maybe she felt like, yeah, like, I'm back. And usually people, when they come make a comeback, they come back because it's, isn't it like go hard or go hard or go home?
Right.
You know, I mean, that's something that I'm not going to play over and over and over again. I don't even think I will play it again really after hearing it. If it comes on the radio, it comes on. If I happen to hear it while I'm out, I hear it, but that's something that I'm not going to play because I really didn't really understand it too much.
But that's the thing, like, people really got to understand, like I said, like, she is human. Like, if you remember when Whitney Houston, when she first came out, she played the preacher's wife, and, you know, she had all of these songs and everything, so you only saw her, like, in one light, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We got to forget, at the end of the day, she's human. You wouldn't want to believe that the preacher's wife is doing drugs and acting like she's acting and everything, you know what I mean? With Beyonce,
mm-hmm.
She's always been, like, America's sweetheart. But at the end of the day, she a person. You know, she human. So, like, you can only get pissed off. You can only back somebody in the corner for so long before they come out swinging. You know
exactly.
What I mean? So maybe she was at that point. Like, look, you go ahead and do this. I can still charge people three. I can't believe because my wife going to this concert. She done paid about $350 for a damn ticket.
I know.
Unless Beyonce giving me a lap dance with no clothes on, you can forget about me paying that.
I'm telling you, because I know somebody that was asking me, like, yo, like, you think $350 is bad for, like, me being all the way at the top? I was like, how far are we talking at the top for $350? Because how much would you have to pay to get at least, you know, in the middle? You know what I mean?
Oh, man. I don't even think I'd pay Beyonce $350 for some head. I'm sorry, let alone a damn concert.
Yeah, I'm not. If I'm paying $350 for a head, I better not stop coming until next year.
Right.
Your tongue has to permanently stay there and be attached to, like, literally $350 just for that? No.
Man, y'all niggas know I'm cheap, so y'all know I'm $350.
I know. You would probably see it off of somebody recording it and putting it on DVD. You'll probably see the shit off of somebody's TV.
Goddamn right.
Like,
hey, but she got the power, you know, more power to her. She can do it. So, you know, I bet you nobody paying $350 to go see Keisha Cole before. You know, all these people that's talking about her. So, hey, be letting them know she's
Keisha Cole is funny, because, like I said again, I follow her, you know what I'm saying? Like, we both follow each other on Twitter, and, like, she be saying funny shit, though. She don't hold her tongue, though. You know what I'm saying?
But she can't sing, though. She can't even sing, though. She's just cute.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what it is? Keisha Cole, to me, I'm related to a lot of Keisha Cole songs. I did. You know, I did. do ask me, do I think she, you know, there's better vocalists out there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I think Keisha Cole, you know, it's all about how you gravitate to that person, you know? Like, me, I fuck with people I can relate. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're singing about shit that I go through or shit that I've been through, or you just, like, you know, you positive and I'm going to fuck with you. But if you're singing about shit like fucking being in a trap, I can't fuck with you because I don't be in the trap. I don't know nothing about the trap. I hear about it, but I've never been. You know, you're talking about slinging crack and fucking shooting them. I don't know. I've never done that. So I can't relate. And it's hard for me to really, you know what I'm saying, listen to anything else that you have to say after that. So I kind of relate to people who relate, you know, who kind of go through the normal shit, but basically sitting out writing and putting it out there. A lot of people, I feel like, over exaggerate a lot in their shit because it's more to it than getting money and fucking bitches. Like it's like that comes with it. Like, I don't necessarily have to be a celebrity to get money and fuck niggas. Like, I don't have to, you know, be of that status for it to come like that.
But the people that talk about that all the time really ain't getting it, because anybody knows. Like, before I had gear, when I was growing up, I grew up poor. I used to see the drug dealers. They had the cars. They had all the kicks. They had gear. So I used to talk about it all the time because I wanted it. When I got older and I started making dope, I got a closet full of sneakers. You don't even ever hear me talk about it because it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not infatuated with that because it's like second nature to me. So these people talking about they balling and they doing, come on, man. Like, who cares, really? You know, all you doing is setting yourself up to be a target. It's a recession out here. If you balling too much, like Jenna said, they riding by me, they doing too much. Like, you're a stick-up kid. Like, yo, you come on, man. Stop fronting.
Now you say it again. I always say that, like, and I say that about the people too, like, just like the regular niggas, like, and for all, shout out to the niggas that do that on a daily basis, like on social networking sites, like, you take pictures of your stacks, you know what I'm saying, of your whole entire check that people cashed, you know what I'm saying, and you told the cashier, can you please give me all fives and tens, you know what I'm saying, so now it looks. You know what I'm saying?
Where you get up from, man?
You know, and you on Instagram straight flexing, like, yeah. So then now you just letting all your niggas know who like that picture. The next time they come shoot with you, to make sure that they fucking look for that on you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, to me, it's why do you? If you getting it, you getting it. What I like to see is a person that's getting money and, like, you're showing it through your investments. Like, you know, you're not flashy, but you have somewhere to live. So you're investing in yourself. You're not putting your money to waste. Obviously, you're paying your bills. You're staying somewhere. Or you furnished your house. Or you have a decent car. Or, you know, you don't need to, per se, flash it and then go and then put it on top of strippers in a strip club that you take it right back after you take the picture. Like, that's unnecessary.
Right.
It's unnecessary.
I couldn't agree with you more.
And they do that a lot. Like, I can't even tell you how many songs I hear a day that just talk about, I have this, I make more than you, I can do this, I have 7 Lambos, what do you have? Nigga, I will take your bitch, my bitch will make her dance. Okay.
Oh, man, dude is a clown. My wife be telling me all the time, a dude be like, oh, I can buy this for y'all, buy that. I'm like, yo, you should let them. That way,
you know,
save my money and I can get some kicks or something, you know what I mean?
You know what? You know what's so funny? Because that was actually the topic for tonight. The topic for tonight was, you know, I want to know, like, how do you go from, like, because the thirst is real. Let me just let everyone know that the thirst is real. Like, people, you know, people say it a lot, so people think that it's a joke, but people just think that it's a saying, like just like how YOLO was, like, everybody just started fucking saying that shit because everybody was saying it, whether they knew what it meant or not. So the thirst is real, I feel like, is a phrase that is just thrown out to LOL. No, that shit is real. Like, realistic reality, it happens in today's society. Yes, it is real. And I want to know, like, how can you be categorized, like, how do you tell the difference between one being infatuated with someone, you know, really digging a person, really being into that person? How do you separate them from being thirsty? Like, how do you, how can you tell the difference between the two? That's what I want to know. And Black, help me to understand that when we come back from the commercial break. And be more, if you have any type of input to put to this, because, you know, I've been told, like, oh, I'm not thirsty. You know what I'm saying? Like, you make it seem like I'm thirsty. And, oh, I'm sorry. Why are you telling me that you would like to smash? I thought that that was something that a thirsty person would say. I didn't think that that's somebody that really was into me would want to tell me off bat. So maybe I was confused. You don't think that that's being thirsty, but I do. So when we come back, I know, Black, we have another track to play from an artist. So whenever
we
you
sure do. We got, let's see, who's up next? Freak Money YQ. There's nothing online. And this track here is called Money Dance.
Money, what is it called?
Money Dance.
Money Dance.
347-857-4302. It's All Bars Radio. We got Nikki Bars, myself, Brooklyn Black, and, you know, Baltimore Suns in the building. And we're going to turn up this weekend. Y'all ain't know what it is. And we'll be right back. Let's see, where's this track? Here we go.
Money dance, watch me do my money dance. I know girl in a trance, watch me pull it on my pants. Money dance, run up loud in my pants. Couple titties in my pants, nigga, I don't give a damn. Money dance, I'ma go buy what I want. Act a fool in the mall cause I buy what I want. Smoke me, get high where I want. Rob shit, you can try it if you want. I got weed in the trunk, so a nigga got gas, I don't need a pump. Throw some Henny in the cup, nigga get drunk. So a nigga feeling loose, all the damn juice. Watch me do my money dance in your damn suit. Nigga gone off the honey proof. Papa Zane in the club, now nigga sweating. Having at it all week, trying to pop seven. One a day, keep me straight in the 211. Blunt it loud with the squares, trying to hot box. I blunt it loud in my system, nigga, why not? Have me jigging everywhere, nigga, don't stop. This my money dance, shawty bitch, don't stop.
Money dance, watch me do my money dance. Girl in a train, watch me pull it on my pants. Money dance, line up loud in my pants. Couple titties in my pants, nigga, I don't give a damn. Money dance, watch me do my money dance. Girl in a train, watch me pull it on my pants.
So you know I'm pop dead, got lean on dick, so my nigga fold that. Drink that shit, don't waste that shit, that's rolling, call Joe shit. Drunk is a bitch, so you know I'm leaning. Talk shit with a 40, yeah, I know you see it. Never lacking in the street, so you know I keep it. Smoke another blunt that loud, no one's better screaming. Got lean, got beans, got drink, got bird. Hear my money dance, nigga, in the club with the word. Talk shit, guns dirty, got big hollows, nigga, for a big pop, nigga, finna make hot burn. Fuck me, so juiced up in the club with the pump. Do your money dance, nigga, got money, give it up. All this ass, nigga, mark, all this liquor, I get tough. Call the gun, bullet bang, I had a shell, beat them up.
Money dance, watch me do my money dance. I know girl in a trance, watch me pull it on my pants. Money dance, line up loud in my pants. Couple titties in my pants, nigga, I don't give a damn. Money dance, watch me do my money dance. I know girl in a trance, watch me pull it on my pants.
Giving that dance, your bitch in the train. Got a rap once for my boys, your chick probably
drive in the sand in the palm of my hand. From the land of the bricks, but you know snitch niggas die crazy. I let my mind crane switch, cause ain't no telling what I do. I probably holler at your boo or your mom in the too. Since you know I'm crazy than a bitch, I should've thrown my soul to get rich. Throw it back on my dick, even though she paid for the shit. I wish I wouldn't have fucked that bitch. But the gold in my whip, I'ma have to pay for my sins. I'm gunning for a jag on my Benz.
All Parts Radio 347-857-4302. Of course, we got the lovely Nikki Barbs. It's How's Your Head, gang? We got Baltimore Sun Rocker with us. And, of course, we have my crazy ass Brooklyn Black. Nikki, what did you think about that track there?
No. You don't do that to me. That was what I asked you because I always ask you first.
No, I'm going last this time.
All right. Shout out to Adam. Hold on. I was definitely in the chat room. I was definitely on Twitter. No. I was multitasking, and I was just, I have to pull back up some stuff, like things I wanted to say. Shout out, yeah. Sorry.
Okay, fine. I'll do it. That was the epitome.
Oh, I was done. I wrote down, you know me, I wrote down what I wanted to say. And I pulled
okay.
it back up. Like, I made like a little thing. I did that with the lot. I did that with 7 Stay Fly Ivy too. I thought it was. It's again, you know, the Chopped and Scrooby. Maybe I need to listen to it more to be more on that level. Like, I don't know. I'm from New York, and the Chopped and Screwed, we don't hear that much unless, you know, that's what you listen to. Like, I couldn't really get into it because the beat is what gets me at first, and then is what you're saying. And then what you're saying in the beat, if everything goes together, that's fucking awesome to me. Like, so if I would give it a 5.
All right. Like I was saying, that track right there is the epitome.
But I want to hear more. I really do. I'm sorry not to cut you off, but I want to hear more because, like, I do. Like, I feel like, you know, like, these people are good. I just want to hear. Maybe if they sent me something without a Chopped and Screwed beat. But
now,
go ahead.
It's you know, like, that is the textbook definition of a strip club song. That is that shit you'll hear in a strip club. Like, that's when the chicks and y'all niggas have been to a strip club or seen strippers in action or seen twerk videos. You know what I'm talking about? When she do that thunderclap, she like, she clap.
That one booty
slow.
Cheek pop, the other booty
yeah,
cheek
that,
pop.
That one flow of pop, and it's just bombing. It's not that machine gun shit that she other shit. So it's that slow pop, that those the bumps up and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It's it was more so like, you know, it was more, it had that feel. Like, if I walked into a strip club in Atlanta, Texas, I would definitely expect to hear a song like that played. Like, the beat, it was just that constant boom, 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 that I was like, okay, that's dope. As far as the lyrical content, it went with the song, so that was all good. If I was to grade it, I'd give that a 7. I'd give it a 7 just based on, like I said, the beat. And, like, it's one of those songs, like, it's perfect for what it was made for. Like, if that shit was made for the strip club, it's perfect for the strip club. Baltimore, so what did you think about that track?
Oh, man. You can't make it be a strip club song because you think that's where it sounds like it should be at, Brooklyn Black.
Oh,
but that's not but that's exactly what it is. You can't tell me you ain't hear that in your head. You're like, okay, you watch the chick on stage and that song's playing.
I didn't hear that in my head. That, like, because usually, you know, I'm a twerker. You know, I mean, not professionally. I don't twerk professionally, but, you know,
But you know, I get it in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could do, I could make one butt cheek pop, and then the next one do it. So, like, you know, when I hear certain songs, like, I tend to do that. Like, if I'm standing up in the house and I have on leggings and shit, and I just be like, oh, shit, you know, I make it do that, but I wouldn't do that to this song. So
I
that wasn't my initial place, huh?
I think it was kind of boring. Like, it was just like, you know, it wasn't no excitement to me. Like, the beat was like, you know, I mean, I can see what you're saying about the strip club and everything, but, like, the beat to me was, like, kind of simple, and it just, like, it was boring to hear, you know, to hear dude rhyme. It was, like, almost done with no feeling to me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, we slapping the track on, and we just going to get these balls off. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. That's just the impression I got. But he had a nice little, you know, he was riding the track, you know, for what it's worth. He had a nice little, you know, thing with it, ride with it, but it just seemed like it was flat.
The beat. Now, I think we just often agree about the, to me, it was the beat. That was like, I just heard a beat like that just a little while ago. So, like I said, I want to hear more from both of the two. Like, I think they're both good. I just want to hear a different beat. A different production.
I think we should just go right into the next joint.
Okay.
Because pretty much we've had so far the show, like the first track, and you know, the second one, it had its moment. You know, so maybe this last track from Forever Ace, it will be the one that actually, you know, give us a high rating. But I will say this shit: if not, I am punching it. I'm telling you.
Now I'm trying to hear. So who are we playing?
We're about to play Forever Ace, and this is called Me and Money and Friends.
Can you send that? Cause I don't have that. I don't have that offer. Like, I don't see that person anywhere in my timeline, and I didn't make the list.
Sure, that would be Shrillkin Type is the name of the group. Wait, I misspoke. Oh, okay. Yeah, this group sent me three things with the same. The Twitter is AceX Forever. AKA Ace McCain.
My time is ticking. My time is ticking.
Hey, woman. You call that shit with them thirsty niggas on your Instagram.
You know what's so funny? I was just answering. I was just about to say something about one of the pictures that I posted on my Instagram about. It's a picture of a guy eating a girl's pussy, and it says, all she just wants you to do sometimes is just apologize. And it's funny because I get a text from my boyfriend, he just wants to apologize. He wants to come over and apologize. So that's funny.
We'll get into that when we come back. Like, Ace Forever, Me and Money, Good Friends, on All Bars Radio. Let's see how it is. We'll be right back.
We'll mix fly, baby. Benjamins with Benjamin. Blow that money like a motherfucking whirlwind. Yeah, I'm plugged in. Me and money, good friends. Yeah, I'm plugged in. Me and money, good friends. Yeah, I'm plugged in. Me and money, good friends. Connect
Benjamin. Yeah, I'm plugged in. Me and money, good friends. Pull a foreign thing. Got a foreign bitch, I don't even know her name. What? But she a foreign thing. And she be popping Ciroc bottles. So every time that I see her, we do foreign things. Blow a rack, yeah, I get it back. It come in double, triple like a bunch of income tax. And when it come to flipping weight, I'm like an acrobat. Then I gotta go and double that. De Niro, my hero, coolin' with Franklin. Connected with Washington, blow Benjamins with Benjamin. Blow that money like a motherfucking whirlwind. Yeah, I'm plugged in, me and money good friends. Shut weight. I make it back, ain't nobody really cat. When it come to tires, rolling for my nigga like a jack. I pitch these hoes out, work your route. So if I throw that ball, don't you ever bring that quarterback. But I snap on hoes, I'm a real one to these pros. When I'm working out these cons, I'm just fire, blow a bomb. These niggas ain't nothing, I'm fire than whoever. Boy, I'm blowing all this cheddar just to make my niggas better. Cause we just came from nothing to the point we making something. And I pull up in that foreign thing, and it's showing foreign, huh? De Niro, my hero, coolin' with Franklin. Connected with Washington, blow Benjamins with Benjamin. Blow that money like a motherfucking whirlwind. Yeah, I'm plugged in, me and money good friends. Yeah, I'm plugged in, me and money good friends. Yeah, I'm plugged in, me and money good friends. Connected with Washington, blow Benjamins with Benjamin. Yeah, I'm plugged in, me and money good friends.
Yes, we're back on Bars Radio. That was Ace Faber, Me and Money, Good Friends.
Me and Money, Good Friends.
I think that she liked that one.
It was different. The beat was not like Chopped and Screwed, so.
Yeah, like the beat, it had a little bit more flair to it. You know, when the beat first came out, like, all right. And I'm listening to it, I'm like, okay. But hey, this is just me. The beat was hot. Lyrics, okay, all in all, it was still kind of garbage. It was still a bit, you know, it was still, you know, kind of garbage. Like, it was, if I was to rank it as far as the track we played already, definitely better, but it's not. You know, but
oh, I'm gonna give that I'll give that a 7.
I'll give it 6.5. Baltimore Sun, are you still, you done moving around?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, what was your thoughts on it?
Well, it's like the type of crap you were just talking about earlier. Everybody talking about dope. Nas had a line in belly. You got dope, we got dope, everybody got dope. What you going to do with dope? Got to make it deep is like tempo. So, you know, it kind of makes you bop a little bit. You know what I mean? I just think the lyrics wasn't there. You know what I mean? It just wasn't nothing out. Like, it kept my attention. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It was interesting to hear what he was saying. Like, the beat, you know, is definitely one of those things that you can, you know, you can do a little hop, too, or whatever. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know, man. The delivery and the lyrics, you know, was a little off. It just wasn't entertaining. You know?
know, I hate to be the silent, you know, silent child of the group today, but, you know, if he's waiting at a night, I'll probably give it like a 5, you know, just off of the beat, you know, just off of the beat alone.
Okay.
That's exactly what it is.
All right. Well, going back to my topic. Now, can y'all please let me know, what is the, how can you decipher the two, or how can you tell apart someone from being fucking thirsty to where they look like they are standing in the middle of a dry-ass hot desert and there is no water to be found and the sun is beaming on them? How do you separate that from being infatuated, like somebody really digging you and really just being, like, open off of you, maybe your looks, your style, you know, to the point where somebody might kind of mistaken that for thirsty, black?
Well, it's, and now being in the day and age we're in with social media and stuff like that, it's very, very hard, man or woman, to decipher if someone's actually, you know, showing general interest. Or if somebody's being thirsty, you know what I'm saying? Because let's just say, and hell, you know me, I'm your average Joe, and even I get thirsty. Chicks hit me like, she'll add me or follow me, whatever, and then I'll get, oh, hey, I was just wondering if you were free, yeah, get together next week. I'm like, bitch, I just added you. This is your first tweet. and you talk about us getting up, getting together. Yeah, that's thirsty. You know, and me, like I said, being in the edge technology and stuff, you can't really take everything as thirsty, just like you can't take everything as infatuation and flirtation. You know, you really got to use your better judgment. Sometimes the shit is smack dab in front of your face. Like, if, say, for instance, if Nikki Boss throws up a pic of her in a bikini and some nigga that she's never interacted with before just goes, hey, you look good, I'll lick your back sweat. That's thirsty. But then if you take someone who knows
your
her.
Your back sweat.
You know, but
that
got to
taste
knows,
very sweaty-like.
You know, but if you take someone who actually, you know, has some type of back and forth with Nikki Boss, someone knows about Nikki Boss, and they comment, oh, yo, you do, yo, like, you look really nice, or, hey, you look great, or, yo, you looking sexy as fuck. Like, say, if I was to comment on that, that would just be me showing, yo, she, you know, that's jealous because, you know, we know each other. That's not no thirst, but like, she knows me, I know her. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. But, like I said, it's those niggas who only comment when you put up a half-naked pic, or they comment or like when you put up a launchy post. Them niggas are the thirsty niggas. And same for the guys, because I know most of y'all, you know, yeah, especially y'all light skin niggas, y'all like to take pictures up with no shirt so they can see all your tattoos and shit like that. And if you never had no type of any other back and forth with shorty and she come in and shit like that, you gotta think with the brain on top of your neck and not the one in your pants, because she shows interest. But, yo, it could be a thirst bucket, it could be a catfish, it could be a setup waiting to happen. So I know most dudes, as soon as we get like, oh, shit, yeah, she want to fuck, I'm going to go hop on that. Can't do that. You know what I'm saying? You can't be all ready or gung-ho and shit like that. And even with the ladies, you know, they may feel they get that extra attention and, oh, I'm going to go and get with him and give it up, or hey, he wants to make me administrator in the Facebook group, and he said I'm sexy, so I'm gonna go and give him some, so I could be admin. And nah, you know what I'm saying? You gotta one, know who it is. You know what I'm saying, like, if you know someone who's constantly they comment all your pictures and they constantly show love, and they come with a general, hey, that sexy type of comment. Yeah, okay, yeah, that's flirtation. Hey, that's him showing interest. But with the nigga who he like all of your naked pics or all of the raunchy posts, that nigga's thirsty. And then in the same token, most people, mainly, you know, certain women and dudes, they are what I call thirst bait. Now, I'm saying, yo, what's thirst bait? But most of you guys know, like, Those are the girls who at 2 in the morning will put up, oh, I'm lonely in bed. I need somebody to tuck me in. That's the thirst trap. That's the thirst trap because she wants that thirsty nigga to comment, oh, yo, ma, what's good? Why? So she can take a screenshot of your thirsty shit and post it on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Or she can go, oh, look at this thirsty nigga all in my mentions. Look at this thirsty nigga all, you know what I'm saying? And, like, yo, niggas too. Yo, look at this thirsty bitch in my shit. Look, look, I just told her to send me a pic. She sent me a photo shoot of her in the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? You got to be mindful of what you're doing, what you're saying, how you're saying it, because and also all it takes is a wrongly placed period, a wrongly placed LOL, or a creepy-looking emoji that will show up and say, oh, this person's thirsty, or this person likes me. So on both sides, one, you got to realize what the hell it is you're doing, know what I'm saying, and how you look, and two, be mindful, yo, and niggas may try to get slick and put up a direct message or some shit. No, it's even if you do it on the low or in the dark, behind closed doors, however you want to call it, you are still effing thirsty. Like, you are still a thirsty individual if you're doing that shit.
It just, you know what it is with me? Shout out to all the niggas, right, that talk mad shit about the thirsty niggas. But on the real tip, you are a thirsty nigga. Shut the fuck up, please. Do me that solid. Why? Because you're being hypocritical now. You popping all this shit about thirsty niggas. Why? Is it because the one female that you sent that thirsty comment, the one that you sent that thirsty comment to or was thinking about sending it to, you saw 52, the previous 52 comments before of the niggas saying everything that you wanted to say, different niggas. So now you get tight because, fuck, this nigga done took my line. Look at all these thirsty niggas on her fucking page. Damn, ma, you got all these niggas thirsting after you. But in reality, you are one of them because you have commented to a picture, a photo like that. Shout out to the niggas, too, that get in relationships. To me, if you're still doing that, how I look at that is you're just in a relationship to say that you have somebody, that you're doing something, that you're moving on up in fucking life. You're not. Because any nigga that's in a relationship with his woman, those are the comments that he should be giving her at all times. Those days are over with you. Say, even if you do see a beautiful picture, whether it be on Instagram, just double tap that shit. Double tap. Even if you want to say it, think about the consequences, or just think about how would you feel if she did it to you. If she saw a nigga like D'Angelo, he's on his fucking D'Angelo shit. He got the fucking V-line showing. You damn near see one or two fucking curly pubic hairs. You know, you getting sucked into the fucking picture because you just only can imagine. And then you go and you see your girlfriend comment on that picture like, damn. Hashtag, like, that shit looking real nice. You won't want to smack the shit out of her, or you won't feel so disrespected. So learn how to look at somebody and be infatuated, or just be open, or just admire the beauty, the exoticness, or the sexiness, or the raunchiness, whatever the fuck it is that you're looking at, and be able to hold your composure, because just think about what you thinking about saying, trust me, another nigga either had already said it or he's already on it or he's going to say it after you. So if you don't say it, trust me, she'll know. Because 9 times out of 10, the reason for her putting up that picture is to see all of that, to see how many niggas most likely is gonna take to say the same shit to her over and over again. And yes, and that's when they do the shit like, screenshot, gotcha. Talk shit now. Oh, I know your girlfriend.
Oh, what's
real? You're not going to like another one of my pictures? How about I send this shit to her? Keep calm, nigga. You got to fucking understand, like, the difference between, yes, because that's being thirsty. You seeing somebody that's not physically yours, or even if you know the person, that could be a homegirl that you actually know. Like, you fucking go to school with her, you work with her, you know what I'm saying? But she's not physically yours, you know what I'm saying? She's not physically yours. So for you to tell her the things that you think in your head or the things that you think about doing to her, like, yes, that's kind of being thirsty. Unless, you know, the feelings are mutual, unless this individual, you know, likes that shit. Majority of females, they do. They'll talk about it, but they like it. That kind of feeds their self-esteem, because if you don't say it to them, if they don't feel pretty or sexy enough, so which makes them want to take off more pieces of clothing to say, hey, do you like me now?
And not even cut you off, but just to interject on that piece right there, if she has to do that, and the thing about it is most of these thirst traps, these are genuinely beautiful, sexy girls that, you know, I'm talking like, you know, by definition, nice round tits, nice ass, cute face, nice full lips, whatever, whatever. These are those girls who feel like that. So if they're doing that for that, that means their self-esteem is shot to shit.
Very, very low. Y'all niggas, they need to pay attention to that, for real, for real. For real, for real, because a female that is secure with herself and her body and everything else and her self-esteem is up there, you're not going to see, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to see those type of pictures with those added on comments. You know what I'm saying? Because, yes, you have the females, you know, that will take a picture. You know what I'm saying? And because of the way that she's shaped or the way that, you know, whatever she has on her, maybe, you know, it just maybe that fucking goddamn tight. She can't help it. Her ass is just so fat. Okay. You know what I'm saying? You gotta pay attention to certain things. You know, you gotta be able to also put together the girls that do that because their self esteem is low. But then you also gotta understand the females that, you know, you have some females that they model. You know, that's ladies, let's not get it twisted, please. Because if you don't do it professionally where you're getting paid to stand a certain way with certain things on, or, you know, your respect level will be considered down. Because, honestly, you're doing it just for attention. You're not doing it because you're getting something out of it. You know, so you got to pay attention to that. Like Black said, the females that stand in the picture, stand in the mirror at night, 2 a.m., take a picture of fucking teeth and panties on, nipples hard as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I'm bored, I want somebody to tuck me in. No, bitch. No. You want somebody to just tell you what they think about how you look right now. Just so that you can go to sleep. Knowing that, okay, I'm good. Like, niggas still pay attention to me. All right, cool.
But like I said, and that's the shit that gets me, because these chicks, like, they could just put up a picture of them smiling and still get, you know, likes and comments. Hey, pretty, sexy, beautiful, XYZ, yada, yada, yada.
Because it happens to me. You know what I'm saying? Because, yes, you know, I'm pretty sure y'all all know this by now or whatever the case is. If you don't know, now you know. I have full lips. You know, like, I have really big lips. A lot of times, like, you know, oh, you got
chulas.
You see? Before I can even say it, I already know the chulas. You know, so all the thirsty niggas, I might refer to my lips as DSL lips. So she got them dick-sucking lips. Ooh. Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's exactly what the other
we're talking
like,
about.
Them shits are like airbags.
You know, shut up, Black. Shut up. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, you know, I struggle with not wanting to put on lip gloss sometimes because it'll make it just stand out even more than what there really is.
You gotta wear lip gloss.
So I'll just stick to like the cocoa butter chapstick, the pomace. You know, no, I forget what brand it is. Cocoa Care, and I'll just put that on, just to have them moisturized, you know, a little bit. Because I don't, you know, it's something, you know, people stare at that. Like, that's the first thing people have been, like, that's the first, besides my eyes, because I have really light brown eyes, you know, they change color due to seasons or how fucking pissed you get me. You know what I mean? So people always think, like, damn, like, you have really pretty eyes and your lips, like, you know, and my lips stand out more because I'm talking to you. So you're looking at them as they open, close, all that other shit. So it kind of captures people. But you got to, like I said again, you got to be able to not be so thirsty with it. Be able to compliment me on my lips without sounding like you want to suck them off my face. And that may be what you want to do, but hey, do you think that that's something I would want to hear, not even really knowing you?
Just stop.
Because, like I said again, like, to me, like, it hurt, like, a lot of times, like, I get upset sometimes. Like, if, you know, if I have a crush and, like, I see a whole bunch of females, you know, going after that one crush, you know what I'm saying? And they just everything that I want to say, these bitches have said already. It's kind of like, now I just don't want to say it anymore. And now I'm over it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't, because to me, I would feel like I'm being thirsty. I just got to say something after everybody done said it already for me. Like, this nigga already know he got the hint. He is sexy as fuck. 280 people said that shit already. So do you think that you being the 283rd is going to really make a fucking difference? Not really. Because being thirsty, not for nothing, that's not a good title that you want to kind of maintain or uphold. Nothing really nice. It's kind of the negative zone. Because being thirsty can lead into you being fucking lonely. Nobody want to fuck with you because you're just so fucking thirsty. Like, you just, niggas want to just throw ice and water at you all day. Stay away. Cool off. But like you said, damn, it's always about that time. It's about that time, y'all. And like I always say, well, before I say what I always say, shout out to everybody that tuned in tonight. Thank you. Love you much, much appreciated. Always a pleasure rocking out with y'all. Definitely next Tuesday, we'll be back on schedule. I apologize about this Tuesday. It was crazy. I'm only human, so thank you for bearing with me.
And shout out to everyone who tuned in for yesterday's show.
Yes, and shout out to everybody that tuned in on yesterday's show as well, because I got to reschedule my show from Tuesday for Wednesday night. I'll be busy. But I'm here tonight. I could not miss tonight. I could not do it. I could not let my company down because I'm definitely in the hot seat. Like, I got a free pass on one night, but I don't have too many of those left. So, definitely got to get better. But like I always say, don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say about you, about what you got going on, about anything, as long as what you're doing is benefiting you and yours and is getting you to where you need to go and is keeping you happy, do it. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Do you. You only have one life to live. You might as well live it and try to live it out for as long as you can. And with that being said, good night. Follow me on Twitter if you already not at How's Your Head Game. I always say I don't like to post my Instagram name because I'm just upset that I have to start all over. But if you want to follow me on Instagram, you can at far_from_a_saint. And good night.
And like I always say, fellas, don't be a fool, rap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clam, arrive alive. Beware the thirsties. And here's another sign you're dealing with, thirsty nigga. If he has your number and he texts you, good morning, beautiful, and he ain't never wake up with you. If he's never waking up with you and y'all ain't even at that type of thing where you can call in the morning, hey, how you doing, good morning, and he's texting you in the morning, good morning, beautiful, good morning, sexy, good morning, gorgeous.
Thirsty. He wants some head from you about noontime, yo. So he's trying to get you.
You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what it is. But before we get up out of here, I'm going to play this new track, definitely a dope one, Don Street featuring Laura Baltimore and our very own Baltimore Son with another one. You guys have a good week. I already know I'm in the building tomorrow night for pregame radio, 10 p.m. to midnight. Hit me on Twitter. I need the followers at Brooklyn Black. Hit me on that Instagram, Brooklyn_Black. You guys want to get on pregame radio, all bars radio, all that. Hit up Nikki. Hit me up, pregameradio@gmail.com. You already know what it is. Shout out to the Swave gang, my mixtape home label. So, yes, I am a Swaveland artist, so follow the Swaves. And we are about here. You guys have a good one.
And I say they better than Dawn, they don't match up. This is Bing, Monster Rap, Big, step it up. Heavy Chevy truck, pulls the levy, let them up. 10 pins, knock them down, get them up. Metal tough, hook the yelling goat man, drugs swelling melon up. Claiming he a felon to a slug, sitting in his mug. Dirty nigga, shovel mug, carry on, shell him up. Stella with the 16, zero below Celsius. Ain't playing with a full deck, Hell Delta. Ice grill melt up, they like Lord help us. Tough dick in the game, asshole gelled up. Fuck niggas do anything, so they feel up. Look, Dawn bad for your health. Bitch niggas ran on, get bagged by yourself. Real niggas love Dawn, mad by yourself. Suicide bars coming, nigga dead by himself. Look, money, not the one to run up on. LP, Dawn Street, yeah, what up, son? Look, Kino, drop that, got one. 2, 3 of them, yeah, that's another one. That's another one, 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 yeah, that's another one.
I'm a leader of the true school, run with a few cats, humble my huh. The son is such a cool cat, tired of these new jazz, claiming that they true rap. Move back, these cool cats are bringing back, boom back, true facts. I abuse tracks, Dawn Street, link me with Kino Beats, and now we running through France, international hip hop connoisseur. I rock for my city, though I drive all the more. Sun Tzu taught son of all the war. Why should I honor y'all when all y'all talk about is all the Mars? I hear another bum talk about another gun, or spit it how they gripping digits like a number run. I kick a number one hit every time I rhyme, so watch me shine, I'll never be another son. You can't compete when we leak sun on Kino Beats, where LB and Dawn Street.
Look, money, not the one to run up on. LB, Dawn Street, yeah, what up, son? Look, Kino, drop that, got one. 2, 3 of them, yeah, that's another one. That's another one, yeah, that's another one. That's another one, yeah, that's another one. That's another one, yeah, that's another one.
My name's good in these be more streets, so be more honest. When you ask for that be more heat, it's be more international, so be more cautious. Taking a big office out to be more office. So come direct, we ain't good with subliminals. You ain't gotta ask twice, be more original. Ask K-Mac, ask Sir Platoon, ask the boy Bless, ask what happened in June. My 16s is like choppers, and I ain't talking AKs, you better ask Tom Bray. I'm talking about an axe. Swing your jaws like a tree chopper. Got you all nervous, but I'm just talking verses. Me versus you, you better be more serious. You better than me, you couldn't be more delirious. Lord, Dawn, Son, a be more classic. There goes another one, huh? Here goes another one.
Initiating shutdown sequence.